This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. It's been a bad week for Mitt Romney. The former Massachusetts governor went from what looked like back-to-back wins in Iowa and New Hampshire to now, as Iowa turns out to have actually gone to Rick Santorum, and Romney has just lost to Newt Gingrich in South Carolina. Matt Visor is a political reporter for the Boston Globe who's been traveling with the Romney campaign for the past several months. He joined us by phone from Tampa, Florida, where a Republican presidential debate is being held tonight. And we asked him about the mood on the Romney bus, so to speak, in light of this sudden change of fortune.
It has changed quite dramatically. I mean, after New Hampshire, it was a euphoric moment for the campaign. Romney had his entire financial team, all of his fundraisers up for the rally. And there was a sense that the nomination was his at that point. He was heading into South Carolina, leading in the polls. South Carolina really threw them for a bit of a whirl. They're still confident going forward that he'll win the nomination, but it's a long slog now. It's not the quick wrap-up that they thought that they would have.
You write in the Globe this morning that many Republicans are amazed that Romney has allowed Gingrich, who served 10 terms in Congress and was House Speaker, to present himself as a Washington outsider. And then you tweeted this morning that Romney has just released a Gingrich attack ad focusing on that very issue. Here's a clip from that ad.
While Florida families lost everything in the housing crisis, Newt Gingrich cashed in. Gingrich was paid over $1.6 million by the scandal-ridden agency that helped create the crisis.
And I offered advice, and my advice is a historian.
An historian? Really?
Matt, two-part question. How do you think Romney got himself into this situation in which he needs to even produce this kind of ad? And then, from what you're seeing, can Romney change the public conversation at this point so that Gingrich is again widely viewed as a political insider?
Romney is generally measured in his tone. It's rare that he sort of gets really riled up, and that's allowed Newt Gingrich to tap in with some of the red meat rhetoric that the party sometimes wants to hear. And so I think that has allowed Gingrich to get in this position where he's tapping into the anger out in the electorate. Romney started to ramp up his rhetoric in the past couple of days, particularly against Newt Gingrich. This morning, he likened him to a pinball machine, that he's erratic, that you don't know what he's going to do or what he's going to say. And now he's reminding voters of the time at Freddie Mac as a consultant, or as Romney's now calling him, as a lobbyist during that tenure. That'll likely be a hot topic in the debate tonight as Romney starts to sort of shift gears a little bit and go after Gingrich.
Do you have any sense yet whether Romney's attempt to change the view of Gingrich is working?
It's hard to tell. I mean, some Republican consultants and analysts sort of think that this narrative is already built in, that people already know that Gingrich was House Speaker. They already know about his marriage infidelities, and they already know about his time as a consultant, and yet they still pick Gingrich. So it's hard to tell whether this will work or not. It's just sort of starting in terms of Romney bringing this up. This is his first negative ad of the campaign that the campaign itself has run.
Let's talk about the taxes issue. Romney has agreed to release his tax returns online tomorrow after previously saying he wouldn't. Is there a nervousness that you sense among his staff about how the public is going to react? And I particularly wonder that in the context of Ann Romney's public comments last night, that as she put it, their real riches are family. That certainly struck many people as advanced damage control. So what do you expect the story will be once Romney's tax returns are made public?
At least what Romney has said so far is that you'll see a lot of donations to the Mormon church. You'll see that he's paying a lot of taxes. You'll see that he's very wealthy. I think he was reluctant because it renews questions about Romney's wealth, which could allow his opponents to cast him as out of touch, as too wealthy to understand the concerns of average people. What Ann Romney seems to be doing is trying to remind people of their family, which, you know, by all accounts is a positive story and a positive image in a lot of people's minds, and trying to distract from the fact that we'll probably see upwards of $250 million in worth that Romney has. So I think the tax returns has been a tough issue for the campaign to deal with, and they're hoping to put these out and get on with the campaign and put this issue behind them.
And Gingrich also has another debate tonight, as do all the remaining Republican presidential contenders. Gingrich generally seems to do well and benefit from these debates. How high do you consider the stakes for Romney in this tonight, given that this is really Gingrich's forte?
I think the stakes are pretty high. I mean, I think this debate tonight, I think Romney's coming into this needing to differentiate himself an appointed way from Gingrich. In so many debates in the past, Romney has focused on President Obama. He has not sort of had to really go after his opponents that much. And I think there's a different sense now that he's got to go after Gingrich. And so Romney as the attack dog on a debate stage is something we don't see that often.
Matt Visor is a political reporter for the Boston Globe who's been covering the Romney campaign for much of the past year. Matt, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me, Sasha.